This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said Friday their overnight offensive had fully captured four provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to media's questions about the battlefield status. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement Friday morning, their latest advances have established insurgents' control over more than 14 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces during the past week. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and the Pentagon comes as U.S.-trained and equipped Afghan security forces continued to crumble in the face of the offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital, Kabul, within 24 to 48 hours. Pentagon Press spokesman, Secretary John Kirby, said the 3,000 troops will be charged with securing the embassy and Hamad Karzai International Airport. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a third shot of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for some people with weakened immune systems. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A COVID-19 surge that is sending hospitalizations to all-time highs in parts of the southern United States is also impacting states that were once seen as pandemic success stories. Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February, the strongest in the southern region. The White House coronavirus coordinator says it's driving people to get their shots. Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering, Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear masks again in indoor public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands not much through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. Heavy flooding in central China's Hubei province caused more than 20 deaths after heavy rain hit several counties from Wednesday through Thursday, according to the state broadcaster. The National Weather Center said more rainstorms expected to slash areas along the Yangtze River through Saturday. Lee Jae-yong, the embattled leader of South Korea's Samsung conglomerate, freed on parole Friday after spending the past 7 months in prison on charges stemming from an explosive corruption scandal that toppled the country's previous government. Lee left the prison near the capital, Seoul, without answering reporters' questions. He is the latest in a long line of South Korean corporate bosses to get leniency. Lee had a year left on his 30-month sentence for embezzling millions of dollars from corporate funds to bribe South Korea's previous president, Park Geun-hye, to ensure government support for a merger between two Samsung affiliates. And six people were killed in a mass shooting in the city of Plymouth in southwestern England on Thursday evening. Police say two females, three males, including the suspect, died from gunshot wounds. Another woman died later at the hospital. Authorities are continuing to investigate the circumstances of that shooting. The police added that the incident was not related to terrorism. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.